Hi, I'm Esco, and I'm 10 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Eskil, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Leonard Bernstein Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Today, music for a young lady on trial. This week, we've talked about Leonard Bernstein and how he inspired so many young people to listen to classical music with his young people's concerts. Something that he did that was very important was that no matter who you were, when he talked to you about music, he made you feel like you knew about music, even if you weren't an expert coming in. And that is why so many people wanted to work with him, besides his obvious talent as a conductor and a composer. Yet another thing he was asked to do was to write incidental music for a play called The Lark. The Lark is a play about Joan of Arc, who was a peasant girl who lived in France in the 1400s, who believed that God had directly chosen her to lead France to victory in its massive war against England. And Joan was a very remarkable and brave person, and you have to think about the fact that she was only about 13 years old when this was happening. So young teenage Joan was captured by the English and put on trial, and in the play The Lark, she remembers things from her life during the trial. So what we're going to hear today is some of the music that she might have listened to in her home country of France, as imagined by Leonard Bernstein. So he's a composer in the 1950s who is creating music from the 1400s. These are French choruses from The Lark performed by the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. It's conducted by Lawrence Banfield.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
French choruses from the play The Lark about Joan of Arc by Leonard Bernstein. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week we've been asking you a question, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. We have one more hint for you today. The question, what is the famous dance that is based on the rhythm 1, 2, 3, kick? Hint, it's believed to have originated with Africans from the West Indies, the dance first popularized in Cuba. It was commonly danced at elections. Another hint, the dance became very popular in the USA in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and is danced in a single file line where you put your hands on the waist of the person in front of you. One more hint, more recently, a hit version of this was made by Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine in 1985. Here's a little bit of that song. What's the name of the dance? If you know, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. All right, kids commuters, that does it for today. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
In Rockin' Public Radio.